but we're killing people. Because I can't tell you what a crackhead does. I can tell you what an alcoholic does, because I know about puking my toenails out. I know about waking up in a blackout in a jail or on one of them telephone poles that I knocked down. But I don't know nothing about smoking crack or smoking meth or whatever, whatever. I mean, and I'm not a purist, but a lot of that stuff was beyond my time, you know? And when I was delegate, I did a lot of group consciences, a lot of inventories around the area. When you're delegate, you get to do a lot of stuff like that, because they think you know something. Boy, they confused. But anyway, the truth of the matter is I did a lot of group inventories in rural areas. And the problem that stems through most of the rural areas, and in our urban areas some too, because I did some group inventories here that were also, is the fact that the fellowship has been blended. And the alcoholics are quitting to come. They're quit coming. They quit coming. And the groups fold. I've seen it time and time again. We must keep to our singleness of purpose, but you don't have to be an asshole about it. You know, you can do it in a loving and kind way and give them the information that they need. I don't believe we're supposed to be ugly about it. I believe we're supposed to stick to it and stick to it religiously. But there's a way to do it without causing harm. And I don't have the right to cause harm anymore. I did enough of that stuff when I was like that. When I got sober, my sponsor said, you need to quit doing those things. So anyway, that's my take on it and my experience about that particular issue.
Mike Sullivan, I'm an alcoholic.
Mike!
He had a picture of apathy and the devil. That reminds me of the water boy. Mama did apathy the devil, you know. But, you know, there's also, you had the lack of sponsorship down there. And for me, I see a lot of that. And I don't know what can, you know, other than wish them well or pick better or something, what else you can do. You know, this one, that was just a statement.
I'm Mark, an alcoholic. On that apathy thing, that caught my attention also. And what I've heard since I've been in AA, across the board and virtually every meeting I've ever, every group I've ever attended, I'll hear somebody, and very often it's somebody with so-called senior sobriety, run down business meetings. It's not the cool thing to do. And I don't know how to reproach somebody with 20 plus years of sobriety who is just bad-mouthing business meetings. But you're talking about being destroyed from within. How do you reproach that? I mean, how do you reproach? You try to reproach someone such as that, and they're so entitled, they're indifferent to you. I mean, it's an inherent problem.
Well, last week I was in Knoxville making a report, pre-conference report, and this old guy got kind of irate by Facebook and the internet, and he said, he's chewing my butt pretty good. And, he said, I don't understand why we just don't do things the whole way. And I said, but the drunk people are not doing things the whole way. All right, halfway house. You know how many people come in a halfway house homeless with a cell phone? I don't know how the hell they do it. the average young person today has a problem with alcohol. Goes over here, to punch his little button. I can't stop drinking.
That was the Google button.
All right. Help reduce craving. The detox helpline, rehab detox help, recovery. Liver doctor. Something called SASC recovery. And I looked at him and I said, sir, I'll get you in just a minute. I said, sir, I don't mean no harm, and you know what? Hospitals don't call us anymore. It's against the law. They can't call and say we got a drunk guy. So the old way is gone. Unfortunately, I like the old way. I like the way I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, but that ain't the way it happens anymore. So if we don't adapt, somewhat to how they get here, then there's a problem. And if the groups don't talk about it, that same old guy that's got 25 years that says, I don't go to business meetings, it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. He'll be the guy going, I don't know what we're doing on Facebook.
Yeah.
So maybe you ought to ask him, who does he want to make these decisions? Does he want those decisions to come from the group? Or does he want them to come up from the trustees? Me and Betty's been having a lot of discussion about things decided without the groups, haven't we, Betty?
Well, they just create an atmosphere where if somebody were to attend a business meeting, it's almost an embarrassing thing for a newcomer. They're not being cool.
So I call them out on it. Yeah. Right there in front of all the newcomers and everything. I ain't shy.
Yeah.
John Alcoholic.
Hey, John.
What very limited experience I've had. We've had 6 or 7 new young people come in. They're all drug addicts. All of them. When you want to say about keeping up with the times, there are no young alcoholics. They're all drug addicts.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Every young people meeting I've seen, most of them do drugs, and they say, oh, yeah, I'll drink when I do drugs. But that's going to be AA in 5 years. It's not even just us. It's the environment of abuse. It's a lot easier for them to get drugs and alcohol, and it's a quicker high, it's a better high, cheaper high. And we either stick to the old ways and say, no, this is Alcoholics Anonymous, or you talk about change, keeping up with the times. Keeping up with the times, they're all drug addicts. So that really, I mean, I'm beating a dead horse, I'm sure. I'm sure you've discussed this ad nauseum. But I'm very, and I'm not special at all, but I'm a pure alcoholic. I've never done drugs. And all these other people are coming in here, oh, yeah, I do this and this, and yeah, I'll drink an occasion, yeah, I don't have, because AA works and NA does not.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Well, then why are all these people from NA coming to AA and saying, oh, AA works so much better?
I'll tell you.
But I'm just saying, you're talking about keeping up with the times and the new way. Well, the new way is drugs. It's not alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried that 5 years, AA is going to be AA and AA, whatever.
I'm Mike Sullivan, an alcoholic. Excuse me, Connie. Some of what you're talking about right now will probably be addressed by Stephanie, who will be conducting some information on standing committees. We'll just try to get to your end, maybe get to that subject in a little bit. Do we have anybody else before we eat would like to say anything?
I always want to say something. I'm Betty Green, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Betty.
If I may say something about the drug addicts, I think what my experience is, a lot of them started out with alcohol, and if you can get them to face that reality, there might be hope for having them in AA. At least that's my experience. That's what I'm hearing. And goodbye with the 20 years. You know what? It was last night. No, the night before last, I was chairing a meeting. There was a guy there who said he had 6 days, but he had been sober for 25. So, you know, these are the people that don't want to listen. And there was something else. Oh, I wanted to know if that checklist is like in the service manual or something. You may not have to write that all down.
I made that up, baby. Actually, I'm